Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I greet you today in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are so delighted today that you've chosen to worship with us today. And we want to extend a warm welcome to everyone in radio land and everyone that's on our radio call on today. We just thank God, and we believe that the End Time Men and Women of War Global Church is not just any other church. We, along with our staff and members and partners, are committed to ministering to the whole person, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Through the grace and provision of God, we are able to offer a wide variety of services and programs designed to suit everyone, and we have the privilege to encounter. So we just want to invite you to come into our service and join in with us on today. We are going to have a Holy Ghost party on today. We want to come celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving him all the praise and all the honor on today. I am glad to be in the house of the Lord today, and it is good, and I'm glad about it. You know, I'm just so rejoiced. I'm getting so excited right now. And I thank and praise God for being excited. You know, God is just good like that. And I am excited. I was glad when they said, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." And the Father himself said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst." So I thank and praise God on today for him allowing us to be in the midst on today. I give God praise and glory today, magnifying his name on today. I just want to thank you for coming and joining us and being a part in our worship service today. You know, and if this is your first time visiting with us, please take a few moments and take a few moments to just say something when we call on you for you on today. And I just thank and praise God for the ones that have come and joined on today. I give God praise and glory. We're going to get ready to get started. We're going to have our devotion with the Prophetess Sattler today. Good afternoon, Prophetess Sattler.
Good afternoon, Apostle Deborah Dean. How are you?
Blessed and favored.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms, the 51st chapter. Mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inner part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I again have read you Psalm, the 51st chapter, verses 1 down through 10, And may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the doers, but most of all, the hearers of his holy word.
Yes.
Let us pray. Most gracious and everlasting Father God, we come, oh God, as humble
yes,
as we know how, oh God, but boldly
yes.
to your throne of grace, oh God, that we may obtain mercy, oh God. Oh God, we come
yes.
right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, just asking, oh God, that you forgive us of all
yes,
of our
Lord.
Sins, oh God. Clean us up, oh
yes.
God, of all of our unrighteousness, oh God.
Yes,
Father God,
Lord.
You said, oh God, that if we confess it, oh God, that you are faithful and just to clean us up
yes,
of
Lord.
All of our unrighteousness, oh God. So, Father God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right
yes,
spirit
Lord.
Within us so that we are the men and women of God that you're calling for us to be, oh God. Now, oh God, we come to magnify your name once again on today,
yes,
oh God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
The day that you made, oh God, and we shall rejoice.
Yes,
and be
Lord.
Glad
Hallelujah.
It, oh God, we ask, oh God, that right now that your anointing will fall fresh upon
yes,
us.
Yes,
oh
Lord. Hallelujah.
Your power, oh God, fall upon us right
yes.
now in the name of Jesus.
Thank
let
you,
your
Jesus.
Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit, oh God, come like
yes,
never before,
Lord.
Like a mighty one.
Yes, Lord.
Will.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we are asking,
thank you,
oh God,
Jesus.
That you penetrate these
thank you,
phone lines and the airwaves, oh God, and the radio
yes,
stations, oh
Lord.
God, that you might get the glory, oh God. Oh God, we come
yes,
to glorify
Lord.
And magnify you today.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh God, Hallelujah.
We ask you, God, that you touch the minister,
yes.
the preacher, the apostle, oh
yes,
God, the prophet
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus, oh God, that's
yes,
going to bring
Lord.
Your word, oh God. Oh God, we dispatch your angels, oh God.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
Oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh
yes,
God, we ask
Lord.
The Holy Spirit, oh God, to bring back
yes,
to her
Lord.
Remembrance, oh God. Oh God,
yes,
we ask
Lord.
That the Holy Spirit begin to penetrate our hearts so that
yes,
we might hear,
Lord.
Oh God.
Thank you, Chief.
Are needed for us to hear on this day, oh God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We will
in the name
give
of
name
Jesus.
All the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah, it all belongs
yes,
to you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We
Hallelujah.
Name, oh God. We
thank you,
God.
Lord.
Name, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord.
Lord. And
your
yes.
word
yes.
praise, oh God.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We will bless your name, oh God. We
yes,
will
Lord. Hallelujah.
God.
Yes,
magnify
Lord.
Your holy name, oh
yes,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
The darling son, Jesus
yes,
name.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't nothing but a fireball. Hallelujah. Give God the praise today for Prophetess Sally and her devotion.
Hallelujah.
Awesome. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome time. And I thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah. It is good to be able to eat meat together with one another. This is meat for the master's use. I thank and praise God on today. Yes, Lord. Now we're going to get ready for our testimony of service, our testimony of part of the service. And I tell you, I'm opening up testimony series, but I just thank and praise God that he's strengthening me. He's strengthening me. I just thank God for it. Hallelujah. I give him praise and glory and honor on today. You know, if he don't do anything else for me, he has done enough. I just thank and praise God today. He is good, and he's good just like that. He's good every day that we wake up. We didn't have to wake up, but he woke us up, and I give God all the praise. And then when we wake up, we got a sound mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you give me a sound mind because I couldn't be crazy out of my head. Then when after I wake up and have a sound mind, I have all the activities of my limb. I don't care what the Satan, the devil, the enemy try to make it look like. The devil is a liar. I know what my Father said. Hallelujah. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony. So I'm already healed. Hallelujah. Because I'm testifying and the blood is already applied. I thank God for it on today. I tell you what, you out in radio land, I know somebody got a testimony today. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you come to do today. But I came today to praise the Almighty God. Hallelujah. I came today to bow down and worship him. I came to lift his name up today. He is so good. Hallelujah. And I give him all the praise today. I give God praise. He's a mighty, mighty good God. And I thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity to just testify on today in the name of Jesus. And if don't nobody else testify, I thank God that I can just testify today in the name of Jesus. Anytime I can say a word for the Lord, I'm trying to do it because God sent his only begotten son, oh yes he did, to be in my place. He died for me, and I thank God, oh yes, if it had not been for the Lord, who is on my side, I don't know where would I be. Glory to God, and I thank him today. I just thank God today. He's been so good and so kind. I thank him today. I give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. On today, I give him praise today. He is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then when I get through testifying about myself, I want to testify about my husband. He has to drive 4 and 5 hours away. Hallelujah. And God just watches over him as he travels the dangerous highways and byways. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for keeping him covered every time he leaves and stay 2 or 3 days and then have to work all night and drive back the next day. I thank God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. He don't have to see to us, but he do. And I thank and praise God. You know, he's good just like that. I'm not going to take up all the time for myself, hallelujah, and for my children, I thank God, and my grandchildren, and my great-grand, and how he's covering them, and keeping them all in good health, and everything. I thank and praise God today. He's an awesome God. So I'm going to open the line up to anybody that wants to do something for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Giving reference to God who is the head of my life, to
yes,
Apostle
Lord.
Deborah Deans and Apostle Edward Deans in his absence, and to all of my father's children, good afternoon.
Yes.
I was glad when
good
they
afternoon.
Said us, we let us go into the house of the Lord. This
yes.
is the day that the Lord made,
yes.
and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yes, hallelujah.
I will bless his holy name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. On yesterday was the Sabbath day, and we were around the house. You know, God blessed us with a place, a shelter, and we
Thank
was
you,
around
Jesus.
The house honoring the Sabbath day. We had our gospel, we had the word playing
Thank
in one
Jesus.
Room down low, and in the other room we just had praise and worship going. And the Holy Ghost came in the room so powerful and so strong. He had us all under arrest. Hallelujah. And
Thank
I just, you,
Jesus.
You know, sometimes we take it for granted, hallelujah, that we could feel it sometimes. We take for granted.
Yes.
And the song came on the radio. It said, anointing
yes,
fall
Lord.
On me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Anointing fall
yes.
on me.
Yes, Lord.
Let
Hallelujah.
The power of your Holy Ghost fall on me.
Yes, Lord.
Anointing fall on me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Know, we take
Hallelujah.
It for granted that we can, you know, feel him sometimes. We just take his presence for granted. But I just want
yeah,
to say, hallelujah, I just thank and praise God for his anointing, I thank and praise
Lord.
God for never leaving me, never leaving
Lord.
Us, or forsaking us. God is an awesome God. You know, a lot of times
he is.
We complain, you know, about things that we have to go through. I was homeless for 6 months, and a lot of times we complain instead of saying, God, what am I supposed to learn from this? What ministry do you want me to start from this? We complain and we murmur. God put us in situations so that we can change things.
Thank you.
So that we can bring change to the situation, not to complain and murmur. So we should search our hearts and ask God, what do you want me to learn from this? Which way you want me to go from this? And I just thank and praise God for keeping me. Hallelujah. That in the situation
you,
I was in, I didn't murmur and complain too much. Glory to God.
Because
I began to murmur and complain, the Lord had sent somebody that was murmuring and complaining, and I had to encourage them and say, you know what, don't complain and murmur, but bless the Lord, your soul, and all that is within you. So complain and complain, and oh God, I still got to go through this some more. Oh God, instead of figuring out and asking God, what do I need to learn, God? Show me, God, lead me, guide me. But we complain and murmur. And so I just thank you for this joy in us yesterday. Amen. And it's still here. But we just were so excited about his presence that had took over the new place. And we was just so excited about his glory that was resting upon us and our new place. And I just thank you, praise God, for keeping us. Amen.
Thank
God bless
Jesus.
You. Hallelujah. Remember to
ask
God, what is it that you need to learn? Hallelujah. And not complain about the thing. He wants us to change. Hallelujah. Wherever he put us, calling us to change it. Amen. God bless
you. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank Prophetess Sattler. You know, sometimes when you think people are not listening to you, and when you tell them how glorious it is to be honoring the Sabbath day and how the Holy Ghost will move and how God does things, you know, it is good when your people honor and do what God has called them to do. It's a blessing from God. And I'm telling you something, once you start keeping the Sabbath day, when Friday evening comes, you start getting real relaxed. Because he said rest. And you know, and honor me and remember and keep the Sabbath day. And honey, God will bless your heart, your soul, your mind, your spirit, if you will do just that. I'm telling you, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like, but when you do keep his commandments, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep them best as you can, as much as you can, and God will honor that. God honors that. And I thank and praise God that my children and my grandchildren and my great-grand are keeping God's commandments. I'm telling you, the household of faith, that is a blessing from God. God is just good, just like that. And I'm telling you, when you've been through something, you know how to worship. You know how to praise. You know how to give him glory. You know how to lift him up. You know the things to do to get things done, huh? Because you've been through the storm, and you've been through the rain. And so when you've been through all of that, you know what to do for God to bring you out. Because you're just like one of those palm trees down there in Florida. You know how they're so deep in the ground that when those winds blow, the palm trees just flow all the way to the ground and it pop right on back up. That's how you are when you've been through the storm and the rain. Hallelujah. It's good and it's awesome. I'm telling you, God is good. Just like that, you in radio land, keep God's commandments. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he will honor that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank Prophetess Sattler for that. And we're going to get ready now to go in our praise and worship.
Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. No one else like you, Lord. We worship you. Lord, we offer up thanksgiving. We give you all the praise. Caught up by yourself. Don't we ignore that thing? Lord, we just adore you. Lord, we thank you for you tonight. Lord, we let you hide tonight. You're worthy of our praise. Lord, we bow down before you tonight. Lord, we lift our hands tonight. We give you the glory tonight. You're worthy of our praise. Lord, we worship you tonight. We give you all our hearts tonight. Have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. Give you all the glory tonight. Give you all the praise tonight. Lord, just rain on us tonight. Have your way tonight. Lord, reveal yourself tonight. We just want more of you tonight. Lord, hear my cry tonight. Have Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you for the privilege to sing to you tonight.
Your heart.
let your dream from the cup in your hand. May I get you to your heart. This love is so deep, more than I can give.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank and praise God for our praise and worship hour. You know, God's love is so deep. His love is so deep, it's overwhelming. You know, you just want to sit back and lean on God. Sometimes we have to get in his lap and lay our head on his shoulder and tell him all about our problems. I'm telling you, we know that he loves us, and the way he loves us, so unconditional, it's so deep. And I thank God for loving us so much until he sent Jesus, his only begotten son. I thank and praise God today for that. We're going to get ready now to go in the word of God. We thank God for the songs and things, but you know, the word. Hallelujah. That's Jesus, the word. That's the Father, the Word. Hallelujah. I give God praise and glory for his holy word. I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you this evening for your word. I come right now repenting, confessing and repenting right now in the name of Jesus for every known and unknown sin that I've committed against you, Father. I repent right now. If I've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father, forgive me right now. Search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, I ask you to remove it right now. I ask you today to create in me a clean heart, renew in me a right spirit and a sound mind. Father, I come asking you to bind up the strong man now. Hallelujah. Bind up every evil thought, every evil and negative word, every evil way. Anything that try to come against our radio broadcast, anyone that's up under the sound of my voice, Father, I ask you right now to bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise and glory. I ask you to allow me to lay my will down. Father, not my will, but let your will be done, Lord. I'm asking you today, hallelujah, to take over and take control, Holy Ghost, of the things that you want to teach your people on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we'll be careful today to give you all the praise today, all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 I thank and praise God today for his word on today. You know, God is so good. I have so many things that want to all come out at one time, but I have to wait on the Lord. But I'm going to be coming from Jeremiah today, chapter 17, verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. And it reads, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Let me read that again. And I'll read 10 too. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to his fruit of his doing." Who can know the heart? If I just had a subject or a title today, it would be heart trouble or heart problem. Heart trouble or heart problem. You know, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who know your heart besides the Lord? Who know it? Mark chapter 7 says, in verse 21 says, for from within out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, wickedness, theft, covetousness, deceitful, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Who can know the heart? What's in the heart proceeded out your mouth, comes right on out. Whatever evil and whatever good, whatever it is, it's going to come out your mouth sooner or later. And I just kind of, because I don't have a whole lot, because it speaks for itself. Who can know the heart? Man's heart is so deceitful because we were born into iniquity. Man's heart is so deceitful. We have four valves, parts of the heart. The tricep, the mitral, the pulmonary, and the atrium. Those are valves. The tricep valves lies between the right atrium and the right vertical and opens to allow blood to flow into the right ventricle from the right artery. The mitral valve lies between the left atrium and the left ventricle, and it allows the blood flow into the left ventricle from the left atrium. The pulmonary valve connects the heart to the lung and allows the blood to flow out of the right ventricle into the lung. The aortic valve connects the heart to the systematic circulation and allows the blood to flow from the left ventricle to the rest of the body. The four chambers of the heart do not contract at the same time. They contract separately to push blood through the heart, lungs, and throughout the entire body. As the heart chambers relax, they are all in diastolic. As they contract, they are in, that's the blood pressure and stuff. The diastolic means the heart relaxes and it fills with blood. The systolic means, the systolic measures the pressure of the heart. But you see, it's a system. It's an order that our heart has to flow in, has to work by, and the blood has to flow in an order that the circulation and things work right. But when bad stuff, when the arteries start getting blocked up and filled up with mess, with plaque and all that kind of stuff, then your arteries start getting messed up. And that's the same way with man. Your heart is all, when you first come to God, your heart already messed up and deceitful and stuff. But when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your heart should be changed. You should change. Your heart's supposed to start changing because you accepted the Lord. And when you accept God and really accept Him, He cleans and washes and purges and clean out all that old junk and put in some fresh blood up in there and some new stuff in your heart. Now, we got folks in the church today that they go around, you know, with all this deceiving stuff, deceitful stuff in their heart. I just don't understand how they can do it. And the way you know that your heart is not right, I have a few things to even tell you. an evil heart are experts at creating confusion and contention. That's an evil heart. A person with an evil heart. This is an evil heart. This is how you know when people have an evil heart. They are experts at creating confusion and contention among the brethren or wherever they are. They have confusion, and God is not the author of confusion. He's not a part of confusion or contention. They twist the facts and mislead and lie, avoid taking responsibility, reality, making up stories and withholding information. And you know, you got scripture on this stuff. Psalms 58 and 10. Psalms chapter 58 at the first verse. Psalms chapter 10 at the seventh verse. Psalms chapter 58 at the third verse. Psalms 109, verse 2 through 5. Psalms 140, verse 2. So God knew that these evil hearts was going to mix in with the saints and with the Christians and with the believers. All this stuff to mislead. It's just like the word say, you have sheep. You got sheep with wolves with sheep clothing on. They come in masqueraded. They come with junk. You know, they like they are angels of light. And they are angels of darkness. It's full of mess. That's how you know when your heart ain't right. When you got a heart problem. When you got heart trouble. Because you got an evil heart. See, man look at the outward appearance. But God looks at that heart. And he knows that the heart is evil continuously. If it don't change. Hallelujah. Then you have evil hearts are experts at fooling others with their soothing speeches and flattering words. But if you look at the fruit of their lies or the follow-through of their words, you will find no real evidence of godly growth or change. It's all smoke and mirrors. That's what they do. And this ain't nothing I'm just making up. It got scriptures to these things. This stuff comes from scripture. Evil heart are experts at fooling people, just saying stupid stuff, smooth speeches and flattering words, saying all that stuff. In the next hour, you change for the worse. Our hearts are supposed to change. That's why our valves, they move. They don't just sit still. They open and close. They push blood from one part of your body to another, to one part of your one artery to the other, to your circulation, to your lungs, and to your brain, and all over your body. But I tell you what, hallelujah. This is what you have to do. You have to change. You got to change. You can't stay like that. You must change. Because when you accept God, you have He transformed your mind. He transformed your heart. You got to change. You can't stay in that same condition or you're going to hell in a handbasket. You got to change. An evil heart. That's in Psalms 58, again, verse 19, Psalms 52 and 23, Psalms 57, verse 4, Psalms 59, verse 7, Psalms 101, verse 7, Proverbs 12 and 5, about these evil hearts, these folks with these heart conditions and heart trouble and heart problems. An evil heart crave and demand an evil heart crave and demand control and their highest authority is their own self-reference. See, they want control over anything. That's an evil heart. Everything they gotta have control of, just like Jezebel. She won't control everything Ahab was trying to do. She telling to do something else. Anybody you find that always won't control is evil in their heart. Every time it's evil in their heart. People don't go around trying to control other folk. You know, and what they do and what they say and how this done, how, unless they got an evil heart, unless it's for a reason. They reject feedback, real feedback, real accountability, and make their own rules to their lives. They use scripture to their own advantage, but ignore and reject passages that might require self-correction and repentance. This is in Romans 2, chapter 2, verse 8, Psalm chapter 10, verse 36, Psalms 36, 1 and 4, 1 through 4, Psalms 50 and 16 through 22, Psalms 54, Psalms 56. And that's about how an evil heart likes to take control. They like to take control. And then you have evil heart play on the sympathy of your goodness, of a good will person, often trampling them by, you know, they tramp over them with a grace card. They try to use the scripture to have for them, the other person to have sympathy, and me for one, I will have sympathy on a person because I love God. But see, we got to be more wiser, and we got to have more discernment than to let these evil hearts always come knocking at your door. You got to be ready for them. They demand mercy, they'll give none themselves. They demand warmth and forgiveness. And intimacy from those they have harmed with no empathy for their power they have caused and for the problem they have caused. But they demand so many other things and they haven't given anything. Real intentions of making amends for working hard to rebuild broken trust. It's hard when somebody do you like that, and then you have to try to trust them again. It's hard when an evil heart go against you and do things against you. God not pleased with it, and you don't want it. God said, don't put your confidence in man, but put your whole trust and confidence in God. This out of Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16, and Jude chapter 1 and 4. Evil hearts have no conscience, no remorse. They do not struggle against sin or evil. They delight in it, all the while masquerading as someone of noble character. See, they try to fool like they somebody, like they got it all together and God is blessing them and this and this. No. The devil is a liar. And I tell you what, we're not judges. We're not the judge over them. You know, our job is to pray that God change them. But can they stand the change? Are they too weak to change? See, some folks having fun just like they are for right now, being used by the enemy to tear churches up, to tear down folks' character and to try to disencourage people and all this other kind of stuff. But God is going to deal with it. God is not playing anymore. I'm telling you, he's not winking at man's ignorance anymore. He used to, but not no more, because time is winding up. And when you have a heart evil like that, and you say you're in the body of Christ, the devil is a liar. Let us be wrong. Let every man be wrong and God true. Let every man be a liar for the truth of God. I'm telling you, God is going to put a stop to this stuff. It's just starting really bad where people are doing things like this. They've been doing it, but they're doing it so outward now. They just, I'm telling you, and I tell you what, if I'm offending anyone in doing something like that, you know, I repent today, because I tell you, I don't want an evil heart. And I know anybody in outer radio land or on this radio broadcast don't want an evil heart. But I tell you one thing, God's going to judge us for the good and for the bad, and he's going to judge us at the heart. He's going to go and look at our heart. And he, because, you know, you can't fool him. Everything you try to do, he already knows it, because he looked at the heart. Man looked at this outward shell, but God looks at the inner part. You know, he looks at our heart. You know, and then when you're trying to get saved, when you're trying to get filled with the Holy Ghost, you ask God to go down and work from without, within, and to out. Work inward out. That's the only way it's going to happen. They got to work from the inside out, because your heart got to be right. Your mind got to be changed. All this outward stuff is all right, but God going to deal with the enemy first, and then it's going to come out. So I tell us today, I want to encourage us today. You know, I want to encourage us today to stand up and be a witness for the Lord, doing the right things in the right order, in your heart. Do things from your heart. I tell you, repent 3, 4, and 5 times a day. Every one of us needs to repent just that many times a day, because we don't know what thought we may think. We don't know what word we may say. All of that. We got to do what God has called us to do, and we got to do it right. We cannot continually to have an evil heart, because God is going to judge our heart, first thing. And then another thing, judgment is going to begin at the house of God. So it ain't he going to the tavern first. He coming to the house of God first. He ain't going to the club first. He going to the house of God first. And when he go up in the house of God, I'm telling you, he's going to have some stuff. He's going to have his heavenly secretary that's on charge, that's taking notes to read off our deeds, good deeds and bad deeds. And we're going to be judged for everything we do, for every idle word. We're going to be judged. And I'm telling you now, this thing is not long far off. You know, we got to get our hearts and minds right. In the name of Jesus, I just thank and praise God today that he's getting us right. He's filling us up with him. You know, I just want to be filled and purged and clean, that God can use me. You know, I want to live and do the right thing so God can use me. I don't want to show evil for evil. You know, you don't do that. You don't do wrong for wrong. You got to show in Jesus. You got to live Jesus. You got to breathe Jesus. Every time you wake up, is Jesus. Before you go to bed, is Jesus. And Jesus is not in the evil category. So that'll flush it right on out. You know, it's just like those bags pushing that blood right on through your body. But the Jesus and his blood push out that evil out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your spirit. That's what we have to have in us on today. I encourage each one of us to go before the Lord and repent. And if there's anything in your heart that's not right, Anything you done said against somebody that's not right, to repent them. Anything that you've done that's not right against somebody, repent them in the name of Jesus. Because I tell you one thing, all you, I'm not going to live out here all these years in hell and get to heaven, get judged, and God put me in hell. I want to live so God can use me. I want to live right and holy before the Lord as best that I can. And God looking at your heart, he knows if you're trying to live right or not. You can fool me, but you can't fool the Lord. You can say all those things to me, all those smooth words to me, and turn around and try to do some evil. But I tell you one thing, God already knew it. He already knew what you was going to do in the first place. And I thank and praise God that he's our judge. And I know he's going to take care of everything. So I give it and put it all in his hands on today. I thank and praise God. I thank him today. I thank him that he sent Jesus. You know, I thank God today that he sent Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. I just can't get him out of my system. You know, he's all in me today. Jesus, you know, he's just so good. He let it go so forth. He said, let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something, daughter. Let me show you these things. She went and did this, and he went and did that. But I'm finna stop him right here. I'm finna stop him right here. I'm telling you today, Jesus ain't gonna let nothing slip up on him. It may go for a while. He may let you learn something from those experiences. He let it go so long, but you will know for another time coming. They can't come back no more in no sheep and wolf, in no wolf and sheep coat. And no more, no more, no more. I tell you, hallelujah. God is so good, and he's working on our discernment. He's working on our faith. He's working on our character. He's working on our heart. He's working on our mind. He's transforming us in the name of Jesus. And I just thank him today for a clean heart, and I thank God. I thank him today. I thank God today. I want to encourage you today. Encourage you today. Stand on the wall. Watch me. Stand on the wall. We got to watch as well as pray. In the name of Jesus. So I thank God today. I thank him today. He gave me that. On yesterday, I said, Lord, if there's anything in my heart that's not right, even while I'm trying to preach this sermon, Lord, don't let nothing be in my heart that's not right, Father, in the name of Jesus, because I love everybody, and I ain't going to treat them no different, but I'm going to stay away from them and get on by them, you know, and go around them, hallelujah, and let God send me in another way, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God today that I'm full of his love and full of his patience and full of his kindness and full of his joy and all the virtues. I thank God on today, and I give him praise today. Hallelujah. So be encouraged today. Be encouraged. So I'm going to just say a little prayer today. I want to pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice today. That your heart be right in God. Because God is giving out, he's restoring hearts and refreshing hearts and giving hearts a new outlook. You don't have to do evil. You don't have to do the things that's not right. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory today. We magnify your holy name. We just give you praise, Lord, and we lift your name up, hallelujah. We thank you today, hallelujah. We come before you, Lord, repenting, Lord, and wash us and in the blood of Jesus, and dip us and drown us, Lord, and in Jesus' blood, Lord, and all over us, Father, and in the mighty name of Jesus, and all over us, Lord, and the blood of Jesus, and wash our hearts and our minds, and in the name of Jesus, and Father, we just depend on you, and we depend on you, Father, and we trust in your way, and we trust in your word, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus, and oh Lord, and we don't have nobody but you, Lord, and we can't depend on nobody but you. We ask your Holy Ghost to lead and guide us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and in the way that you would have us to go. We pray for wisdom on today, and we pray for discernment on today, and we pray for a word of knowledge on today, Father. We pray for your prophecy on today, and we pray for the gift of healing on today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you have for us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you right now to bless them, the entire men and women of war, global ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus, and every member, Lord, keep them and their families covered in the shed blood of Jesus. I'm asking you today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to not let there be any lack in their household. In the name of Jesus, don't let there be no lack, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, I'm calling down angels. I'm calling them down, Lord. Let those angels surround them, Lord, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Then everybody that's in radio land, Lord, you know some need you for one thing, Father, and some need you for another. Oh, yes, Lord. Let there be no lack in the household, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to heal them, to deliver them, Lord, and to set them free. Some folks need deliverance in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I give you great glory. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your holy name today. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for power to tread over serpents and scorpions, Lord. And thank you for power, Lord. And thank you, Lord. And for power, Lord. And thank you, Lord. And for power, Lord. And thank you for the power, Lord. And thank you for dunamis power. Hallelujah. Thank you for power. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for power to stand up and be a witness. Thank you for power and healing power to touch somebody that they get healed, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Cancer is being healed. High blood pressure is being healed. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yeah, never come up. Diabetes is being healed. MS is being healed. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, migraines are being healed. Low blood pressure being healed, Lord. I give you glory. I give you praise. Poor circulation is being healed. Heart problem is being healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Arthritis is being healed today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lower back problems. Kidney problems are being healed today. In no coma. In the name of Jesus. Tumors are drying up on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, blinded eyes are being opened today, in the name of Jesus, blinded eyes today is being opened, the deaf will hear, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, folks that can't walk will be walking today, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, touch their legs, Lord, touch their knees today, in the name of Jesus. Every disease, Hallelujah. HIV is being healed today. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. Hallelujah. And I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory today. Hallelujah. Every disease, Lord. Every disease. Hallelujah. In the Nokobaraba. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep them coming today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hondo Kobaba. Heart disease. Is healed. Right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lung disease. Is being healed right now. Skin disease. In the name of Jesus. Is being healed today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blood disease. Clean it, Lord. Change the DNA today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Nerve disease. Could it be corona? In the name of Jesus. Being healed today. And I thank you for it. I thank you today. I thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Father, we thank you for the angels. Ooh, and I command them to go out right now, healing and delivering and setting people in Jesus' name. I pray and for your glory. Amen. 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 We just thank everyone. Ooh, hallelujah, for being on the radio broadcast. Long as they have with us, you know God is so good, and you can't control the Holy Ghost because he's going to do what he's going to do when he's going to do it. I thank and praise God today. It's just, you know, sometime I read and studied and stuff yesterday on the Sabbath, and God gave me this, and I know he gave it to me for me, for myself. So I ministered to myself today. And I thank and praise God. And I hope everything is past and that I'm good. You know, I just thank and praise God that he did minister to me in that sermon. Because, you know, most of the time when you're preaching, you preach to yourself first. And I did get ministered to today. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you out in radio land and everyone that joined us on the radio broadcast. I love you. We're going to get ready to dismiss on today. Father, we thank you for your worship service. We thank you for the entire men and women of War Global Ministry. We give God praise for each and every one of them and their families. Bless everyone in radio land. Bless the ones, Lord, and deliver them from the evil hearts, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. God loves you, and I love you too. Good evening.
Amen.